What's going on, Walking Dead fans? We are here on this beautiful Monday night. Negan is testing Michonne. Maggie is on an assassination mission, and the brotherly love-hate relationship between Rick and Daryl is becoming strained. We're here to talk about it. Don't click away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, Walking Dead fans? We are here on Monday night. Yes. Get excited. We love... Thank you for the lights, Anthony, our wonderful engineer. We are here to talk about the latest episode, episode 4 of season 9, The Obliged. I am your host, Timothy Michael, and I'm going to let my other hosts introduce themselves.
Hey, guys. I'm your host, Krista Flungy.
Hey, y'all. I'm April Wissenham.
Hey, it's so great to be back here on Monday. It's your boy, Danny Royce.
And you guys, we've got Krista on the live chat, so keep those comments coming in. Yes. We want to see them. I'm getting a little epileptic here because these lights.
I know. I was like, ooh.
Well, and now we're back. What did you guys think overall episode?
Oh, I loved it. Mm-hmm. It was a really good one.
I did. I agree.
Yeah, I think it was a great episode. A lot of questions. Yeah. We got a lot of backstories on people. We saw a little more humanity in Negan, just a little tiny bit.
Okay, yeah.
We'll talk about it later.
Yes, we will.
And a lot of my predictions came true. It was awesome.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I totally, yes. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
I want to start off with the Michonne storyline.
Okay.
So Michonne's a busy girl. She's planting, she's killing, she's visiting people, visiting the sick. She's like Mother Teresa.
She's not getting her 8 hours, that's for sure.
She's crazy.
She is. She's just a multitasker.
Right.
Multitasker.
Awesome.
Do you guys think that the show is preparing us for Michonne to lead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to give us leadership from different angles, almost so it's like, oh, okay, you'll eventually like choose or... So that it's, you know, ends up being more of a democracy because right now, obviously, it's Rick, even though, like he says later in the episode, he never chose that. But I think that they're trying to give us those moments of the Michonne tonight, like everyone loves her. Plus, she, you know, is still a total BA when it comes to like the Negan scene that we're going to talk about, obviously. So I definitely think they're trying to set us up, but I'm like, we see right through y'all.
Right. Yeah. And we definitely learned a lot more about Michonne. And then she's like a mother governess by day and like vigilante by night, like slicer by slayer by night. I enjoyed this episode just because we saw a different side of Michonne.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I also like the balance of leadership when Rick isn't there. Michonne kind of steps up to the plate, which is always nice. And she has to do that when it comes to Negan. April, you mentioned this. So Nora, who I don't know if we're going to see more of. I hope we do. I kind of liked her.
You looked
at her
too.
Like little
I did.
Scene. There's something about her that I liked. Negan won't eat, apparently.
Of course.
Which took me by surprise, you guys, because I didn't completely believe him when he told Michonne that he wasn't on a hunger strike.
Yeah.
Because... No. Would I mean, I don't think I would eat either.
I mean,
if you're going to be in the cell for the rest of your life drawing a zombie apocalypse, like, I probably wouldn't. Just kill me. I mean, how did you guys feel about that?
It seems to me almost a little weak. Like,
that's another reason.
Yeah, like you're just going to, it seems very not like Negan.
Right.
Like, you're going to take this road. You know, I thought this whole time it's, I'm getting out. My people are going to come for me, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But it seems like you're already... giving up.
Yeah. Negan's always got an end game, though. So everything he does, there's a reason. And I think it came out a little bit him talking to Michonne today.
Yeah.
I think it's just a way for him to, like, kind of figure out what's going on outside when Rick's not there giving him his nightly talks. You know?
He's
always got something.
Stories.
And I think we really saw how much he was missing Lucille tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And I think maybe he thought, like, getting on Michonne's good. I don't know if he thought that was going to come out of it at the end. It surely didn't. But yeah.
I mean, he's obviously the master manipulator here.
Yeah,
and for
sure. The whole time he's asking her to talk to him, I'm like, okay, so what is the end game?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know there's another point. And then, you know, at the end of the scene, I'm like, did you really think
that
you were going to, like, pull on her heartstrings and she was going to be like, okay, here you go, after you just killed so many of her people?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
no.
Why you're like,
Michonne
is
not it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, before we jump to the end of the scene, I want to talk about just the beginning of it. So he bargains for a conversation in order for him to eat. Would you guys have stayed and talked to him?
No. But Michonne wanted him to eat, so of course she was going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just, I mean, we saw like a whole different side of Negan as well. And as far as what we were talking about before, I mean, with not eating, I think it was also more of a mental state he was in as well that had something to do with it. Just because of the whole Lucille thing, and we'll talk about the end later. But yeah, it was just, it was interesting, his manipulation, but also I wouldn't have stayed and talked to him at all.
I just let him start. I think Michonne
was only doing that just because of what Rick believes in, what Carl believed in, that sort of thing that's pushing her, but no.
Yeah. Why would you not have stayed?
Why? Yeah. Because I don't want to hear anything you have to say.
No, I want Negan dead. Negan should be dead.
I mean, I would be intrigued as to like what he would have to say. Maybe
she was,
See, like, so maybe I would have stayed. But I'm also on the same page as Danny. I'm like, I don't want to hear anything you have to say.
But then I was like, I kind of, I would like to hear from someone else, I guess. I'm like, you go in there and you like.
You let me know.
Have a therapy session. And then you refer back to
me. Yeah, where's Father Gabe? He's good at talking to people.
Right. Yeah, we know.
So this intense scene happens. There were a few intense scenes in this episode between characters, which I really enjoyed. But Negan states that Michonne is similar to him. And it, like, sets her off.
Yeah.
And like Danny alluded to earlier, we get a little bit more of a backstory of Negan, where he talks about his wife. And we knew he had a wife before, but we do find out that she died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I want to know if I would love a flashback episode to see if Negan was any kind of resemblance to who he is now, or if he's like a complete 180. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I just don't see how you can go from. I mean, if you have a wife, I mean, that means you're pretty nice. Right? Like, you're a good guy, right? And if she dies of cancer, I assume that you have some kind of sympathy.
Maybe that was the switch.
People.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well,
yeah. I mean, I was thinking about that during that whole thing. And it's just, I don't believe he was always like that. And as we see, like, he just, when he lost his wife and he's alone during everything, like he said, the worst is being alone. He grew attached to his bat, naming him after his wife.
Yeah.
And so that when that was taken away from him, he has nothing left. And I just think it's just, for him, it's just all about trying to, like, get out of the situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Manipulating. But he drove so deep, and I think it was a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was just reliving that whole situation.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of vulnerability in that character tonight.
We did.
I almost kind of think it's fake, though. Because I don't know that he's ever actually, until tonight, said his wife died of cancer. But, like, I feel like we've all kind of thought that because he's talked about the way that she died.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has talked about many times how terrible of a husband he was,
right.
that he cheated on her, that he did all of these things. So
she deserved better.
Yeah.
Right. So do I think Negan was always like a stone cold killer like he is now?
No.
But do I think he was a great guy? No.
No, for sure.
But it's definitely, like, I think also, not to jump ahead whatsoever, but the moments, some of the conversations between Rick and Daryl later made me kind of change a little bit in the sense of being like, no, he is always just up
gonna
to
be
something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he is always, I mean, you just said it, like, he's always trying to figure out how to get out. That doesn't mean he can't have genuine moments like he did
course,
with Carl,
yeah.
and definitely think some of the stuff was genuine tonight, but absolutely, he's always scheming about how is this going to help me, how is this going to get me somewhere else. And honestly, you know, we know he loves Lucille, but I don't know he loved Lucille that much.
It's like a different mental state. But also what I wanted to say is, like, you know, it's just, it's in the person, because we can experience the same exact thing, and how we're going to react to something is totally different.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
this monster was always in him.
Yeah.
And
it
then
just
the
needed
apocalypse
to be let
just
out.
Brought
right.
out. No rules
to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not only do we get a little bit of Negan's backstory, but we also touch on Michonne and her family. And we touched on it, season
long
two?
Time ago.
Or
yeah.
season
ago,
three,
yeah.
when she was having those flashbacks of her kid and her, I guess it was her boyfriend slash husband. Not sure.
Right.
Because they've never touched on it.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that they kind of touched on that, too. It's kind of like, I don't want to say similar, because I feel like I would be a Negan in that case.
Yeah.
Because I honestly don't believe that they are similar. When he was explaining to why he thinks they are, he was like, you know, it's an all or nothing. You're connected to the dead. That's why we're similar. And Michonne kind of disputes all of those points. Where do you guys fall on this line?
Okay.
Yeah. I think the intro really set it up of this episode they really wanted you to think that that's what she was thinking. And when she had the talk with him, that she was like, oh, crap. But at the end of the day, they are different. But I think his points of being like, they thrived in this world because they were kind of badass fighters like that. in that case, yeah, but their personalities are totally, like, Michonne still believes in the good and, like, not, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think they have different perspectives on the world and where it's going from here. But, like, the fighting aspect and them, like, thriving, that I can see, but it's sure. just, yeah.
Right. I think they
not
both...
Not in his way.
Yeah.
They both share the same, like, motivation. Mm-hmm. That's what pushes them, but the what how they react and how they, you know, act upon the world around them with that motivation is totally different.
Yeah.
But that, I believe that was the point where he was trying to make, and obviously he was trying to get in there mm-hmm. and get into her side, but she... We saw her reaction. She got upset, you know?
Yeah.
And so if something doesn't have, you know, effect on you, you would brush it off, yeah, right? Yeah. It has no effect.
Mm-hmm.
But this really touched her. And so I think we saw another side of her where we saw the motivation behind what she does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I also think that that's what was his objective was.
Exactly.
He was trying to get a reaction out
it
of
was,
her.
For
because
sure.
he's bored.
Yeah. yeah.
He needs something to do. And I do believe on some level he does want to connect with somebody, just like he did with
Carl.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the same time, I do honestly feel like he's
just
bored.
Yeah, there's always a reason for it, though. You know,
yeah.
I think
he
likes it, but yeah.
yeah.
I kind of, in this situation with him, the similarity that I was like, this is where you are going to go wrong, is when he said, he's talking about how he was almost, like, happy that his wife died
yes.
because he knew...
Yeah.
That, you know, essentially she'd be dead weight. So he's
right.
like, and I know you loved your son, but that's
like,
what's
going
to get you because you're happy too. And I'm like, no, that's the difference.
That's the big difference.
Michonne maybe would think, okay, you have a crying baby, whatever. Let's say, you know, take the emotion out of it. That is dead weight. But also, Michonne's never going to be happy
yes.
because
right.
that baby's dead.
Yeah.
Right.
She's not going to have that dead weight after. She's probably going to be like, oh, okay, it's better than whatever. But she's never going to wish that upon her
exactly.
child.
Of course
where
not, because she's not evil.
Exactly.
Right. 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 She doesn't have it in her.
And I think that reflection of Carl brings her back to it, too. She's
yes.
like, I miss
yeah.
him every day. I see him everywhere.
For sure.
Like, yeah.
I just think Negan is such a complex character because in one scene or earlier in the season or last season, you know, he was saying how he's such a terrible husband. He cheated on her, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And in this episode, he's like, oh, well, she was weak. And
right.
I'm almost grateful that she's not around. I mean,
yeah.
I can get like people saying, you know, I'm glad that my husband, wife, significant other is not here to witness all of this.
That,
because
yeah.
it's so crappy.
Yeah.
But to say, like you said, April, that they're dead weight.
Right.
And they would just make me weak
mm-hmm.
because they're weak. It's just... I mean, it's kind of mean.
Twisted.
Well,
it's twisted.
Yeah.
It just shows he's mental and not sane, but that's also kind of why we love to hate him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But kudos to the performance, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So great.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is
Jeffrey
amazing.
Dean Morgan,
it's so dark.
It's so amazing. And then, you know, from an acting point of view, you know, it's... You go in there and you don't judge your character.
Yeah.
So it's like just to take on that and
yeah.
not to be like, okay, not to feel like this judgmental aspect on yourself.
Yeah.
But, going through these scenes are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say it and I'll say it over and over and over again. Negan is one of the best villains on television.
Yes.
Because
oh,
just,
so
you
good.
Hate him, but you love him.
Right.
And you
yeah.
want to know more about
but
him.
I
but
I
want
him to see
him
to
bad.
Do
but
more.
You don't
he's so good
right.
at it.
Say,
yeah.
I love it.
So good.
It's
I
awesome.
Want to talk about the baseball bat really quick before we wrap
oh,
up this storyline.
Yeah.
Because it was foreshadowing and it was haunting throughout the episode. We saw it in the beginning when Michonne bashed the head in of the walker
mm-hmm,
with the baseball
right.
bat
mm-hmm.
and then she had this moment. We saw it in the book that she was reading to Judith, and she also called Judith her daughter, which I thought was really
yeah.
sweet when she was
well,
talking to Negan.
Yeah.
Might
I mean,
as well
it says
be.
Yeah,
yeah,
in this world, yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Why do you think that this baseball bat haunts her so much?
Man.
How would it not?
I know.
I guess.
I'm just like...
but it's. I guess it's just odd. Not odd, but we, you know, of course, Lucille is going to haunt everyone, but they're making such a point of it
right
now. I think they're just making a point of it because a lot is about
mm-hmm.
to go down with Negan
mm-hmm.
and Lucille.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, where is Lucille right now? With Anne still
yes.
has her?
Yeah.
I think so.
That's the last I remembered seeing
yeah.
her.
Yeah,
that's
but
the last
she did take it, but I don't
yeah.
know where it is now.
I mean, people
she's
in the chat,
right
if you...
Yeah, if
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, let us know.
Yeah.
That's the last place I remember seeing it, but obviously it could be
It could
so
be
long.
Anywhere, yeah, but
yeah.
that's the last time I physically remember seeing it, too. Yeah.
I don't know. Why do y'all think?
I think, well, it's how Glenn died. It's how everyone he ever... It's how he killed everyone, too. So I feel
yeah.
like just looking at that would be a trigger and a reminder. I'd
yes.
be like, why are you
it's
still
just
alive?
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Negan without Lucille, I'm like... okay. But, you know, when you put him with it, I'd be like, I'd want him dead immediately.
Like his, like, strength.
That's
from
it
that.
Is. It's like his power source.
It's like Michael like Myers with his mask.
Yeah.
Right. Halloween reference.
Yeah.
Go see it. Go support Jamie Lee.
But I agree. I feel like
it's
with his
power
body,
source,
more dangerous.
Yeah.
Yes, agreed.
He's scarier or something. It's just weird. It's, yeah, them together, I don't like.
I mean, I'm excited to see where his character goes. I want to move on to Maggie.
I'm excited to see something as well.
Yes.
After Buzzers, got a little message for you. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder for our television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll shout you out on this show. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
Dan.
If you guys are listening to us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Give us a comment. We love reading your comments.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you subscribe to AfterBuzz TV on Twitter. And if you're listening to us on iTunes or Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. Because we love you guys. We do the show for you guys.
We do.
And Halloween's 2 days away, so why not let us know, you guys? It's like the perfect time to do it.
Yes. Quick, speaking of the fans and everyone in chat. So we asked about the bat before, and Ace S said Talking Dead also mentioned it, and they said they don't know where it's at, so no one really...
Because you're right, Anne did have it, but I don't know where it is now.
Yeah,
because
she let Negan go, obviously.
Yeah.
They better not give it back to Negan, because I feel like he... Yeah,
he's
don't
gonna,
get it back to Negan.
I can just imagine a scene of him in the future, like, I got it.
His reaction to just the bat being loosey-goosey somewhere is... I can't believe I just said that.
it's just...
It was insane.
Ridiculous.
It was weird.
Weird, it was disturbing.
No, it was disturbing.
Disturbing
the mental state.
Correct, yeah.
It was just like, it's awe. It was crazy.
He was in a black, pitch black cell.
So
pretty much solitary
sunlight in a few.
But I mean, he was probably like that before that. Before he even went in the prison.
Yeah.
That attachment. Like, that's all he lived for.
Mm-hmm. And I think because he could tell Michonne was so, like, she was legit. You know, she could have just lied and been like, oh, I don't know. But she was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. She's like, he's lost.
We don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Whatever, he's crazy.
Speaking of Negan, Maggie wants to kill him. And we're clearly
I don't
all
blame
we didn't
her.
See Maggie.
Yeah. Well, we're clearly all about it, but I don't want to assume that you guys are as well. Does anybody on this panel, and you guys let us know in the chat also, does anybody feel opposed to Maggie killing Negan?
I did, and I don't anymore.
Yeah, at first I was kind of like, I see more Maggie's point, but I kind of got where Rick was coming from. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Negan being who he is, he's just too dangerous not to kill. If you're really trying to do this, I'd be like, he needs to go.
Right.
But also, I can't... There's, like, no way you could look at Maggie and not be like, yes, you deserve to murder him.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's just so hard for me not to be like, yeah, go do it, girl. Go get yours.
Right.
I honestly still think that it should have been a vote. I mean, for Rick to make
it... Should have been...
Yeah, for Rick just to make the decision, and Jesus said it in the episode,
it wasn't
his call to make.
Yeah.
I honestly 100% agree.
I
don't
agree.
Like, you killed my husband.
Yeah.
So
In front of me.
Yeah.
I should at least get
a
vote.
Say. Yeah. Right.
Now I'm raising our kid. The kid was there when it, you know, it's just all of it's too.
And then,
a vote would have been the only way to actually, if they want a democracy and everything they're trying to get back, like that would have been a start.
Exactly. Yeah. That would have been a perfect start.
Because,
true.
That would have been a perfect start. And but we'll talk about it more later. But Rick is just. You know, I love his character. I love him to death, but he is really selfish, and it's just
he's
selfish.
I got
that.
He's shadowed.
He's selfish in that instance. Yeah,
and his
it's
decisions
not like
are
crazy.
Shadowed now because of Carl.
It's shadowed
because
right.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, there's a whole lot of complex.
And but before that, it was shadowed before the Lord. It was before that. I mean, he had different a lot of things.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
But I mean, it just affects a lot of people.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
and I hear what you're saying, Krista. Yes, he does have a lot of things in his mind when it comes to how he should treat Negan, but it's not just him. He's not the only one who lost.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not
like
just
you said,
everyone
Danny,
has.
I agree. When it comes to Father Game and Anne, though, before we get into Rick's relationships, I'm so confused. I have, like you guys said in the beginning, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
But I need to say this. The actress that plays Anne and the people in the chat, just let me know her real name, is gorgeous. Like I was watching her scene and I was like, you're so pretty.
She is.
She's so beautiful. Yeah. But in terms of the scenes with Father Gabe, I don't... The one thing that intrigued me, what she said, was when she was talking to him and she says the only one place left for her to go, he's the price of admission.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
But I thought it was alive. Yeah. That's the A&B like, thing. He had to be alive right. for it, to, is what I was under the impression. And she looked like she was just about to off him. So.
I think it's the, it, or it is the A and the B thing because remember how he kind of showed his worth last week whenever he.
Yeah, and she was like, I thought you were.
She said, I thought you were a B.
Right.
Right. And it was, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no, no. So I was just going to say, so she's saving him, obviously, for these helicopter people. That you know,
exactly.
We did see for a very quick glimpse in last season as well, and then now they're back. But I'm like, he's not really an A. He's still a B.
He's still. Oh, completely agree that he's still,
A B for sure.
But I just the scenes were so short in this episode, and obviously, I honestly feel like we're going to dive more into that probably the second half of this season. That's just a prediction that I'm giving early. But I am completely intrigued because I do like her character. I'm hoping that she doesn't become bad, but at the same time I want to see her bad. I don't know.
And plus she has this whole other storyline we know nothing about. With, you know, and I want to see that history. I want to know more.
Like the last episode when we saw the helicopter and you know, suspected that it's this advanced society, you know, sort, and that's her ticket in. But it, I was confused the fact that, like, is, does she need him to be alive or as a walker? Like, I was just kind of confused. What, what's the ticket in?
Seems like either or, I guess.
It's like,
Well, I mean, at this point, she left. So did she change her mind or was that how she got in? By not killing
him?
Alive?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was a little confused at that, but, I mean, in the chat, if you guys know about that, let me know.
Yeah, if you guys have any predictions on that, let us know. Yeah. I love the note that she leaves in his jacket, and she says, if you want to go far, go together. If you want to go fast, go alone.
Right.
So she obviously has somewhere to be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
she's trying to go there, I think. Yes.
I think she's going to target someone else. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Think about it. She asked him to go with her to this place, and then he, of course, wasn't going to, you know, just let all of this happen without telling his people, which is the reason why she thought she had to kill him. But I think that's her way of being like, we can, you can still come with me.
Yeah.
But that's, if you're going to go by yourself.
That's why I liked her little note at the end where she was like, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Right. I need to go fast. Was,
I think that was like her departing.
Right. I'm like, gonna go get.
I'm kind of fine with that. Really? I'm surprised that y'all love her so much. I mean, I'm like,
I mean, I'm indifferent. That's surprising. I mean, it's Anne. I'm just like, hey, Anne.
I'm just intrigued by her other life.
I know. I need to see it. Which I think we will, because I think that's what she's trying to get to right now.
I'm intrigued to where she wants to go.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by helicopter
society
people.
Exactly.
That's and I think that's her goal right now. So
yeah,
I,
that's her goal, for sure. Gonna... And how did she come across these people? Like, I want to know.
Yeah.
So we got to see it. And you're right. Second half of the season, I think, will be a lot of that.
Oh, for sure. For
and guys
sure.
in the chat, let us know your predictions about Anne / Jadis and Father Gabe. Let's get into Rick. Because there's a lot. There's a lot happening. There's a lot, you guys.
Fingers tingling.
So let's start at the beginning. Rick has a problem, and he talks to Eugene about it. It's the river and the bridge. And
Eugene, I can't.
We started. What I loved about it is that we start off the episode with Rick and his relationships with people. Because him and Eugene, I can't remember if they've ever had a moment like this. But he Eugene's kind of self doubts himself, and he and Rick says, you know, it. You're not just the guy who reads books. But it's because of everything that you did, everything. Like, I don't remember the exact line.
Sure.
But I just love the moment that they had with each other.
It was sweet.
Right?
Yeah, it was nice.
Like,
I mean,
Eugene looked like he was about to shed a tear. Right. I'm appreciative.
Eugene kind of annoys me sometimes, though.
He does. And he doesn't get praise like that often.
Not from Rick, either.
No. Right. Yeah, and that's what the ultimate praise is coming from Rick. From anyone at this point.
Exactly.
Or, you know, throughout the whole show, if, to give kind of a little... slap on the chin or whatever you would call it that. Good for Eugene, but I'm going to be mad at Eugene forever now. So
agreed. I'm waiting for them to address that.
Like, I don't even want to say it, but I'm just going to be mad at Eugene forever. So.
Someone in chat, Ace, said, because you asked who Anne was played by, it's Pollyanna McIntosh.
Thank you so much.
What a name. I love it.
Yes.
Who's that? Ace S. Thank you, Ace S.
Thank you very much.
when it comes to Rick, though, I love that they're naming the herds, like hurricanes, if you will.
Yes.
Tybalt and Cordelia are the two herds that are of threat as of right now.
Classic.
Put a pin in that. Really? I thought that was really funny. Obviously, if you're an actor, you know Shakespeare. If you're an English major, or if you take an English in school, which I'm sure you have, you know Shakespeare. Yeah. So I got the reference pretty much off that. I think it's clever. I would have loved if they had named them after people in the group, though.
Yeah.
Like they do with Hurricane. Whoever finds it, like, they get to name it. So
Daryl's coming.
I guess it'd have been a little confusing.
Maybe like past people.
Yeah.
Herschel's coming. That could be confusing because he's bad.
And there's a baby.
That's why we can't. You're right. It's too much.
Yeah. Rick also has a moment with Carol. Carol is done with the kingdom, with the saviors and the sanctuary. She's like, you know what? I'm going to go back to the kingdom. And she says, she sent Alden. There were like a lot of little things that you wouldn't have caught if you didn't watch the episode twice like I did.
Yeah.
But she says she sent Alden ahead of her to go and head that off or kind of go talk to the saviors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she says that they need to figure out who they are on their own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I completely agree with them. I mean, and she says it just like they did as a group, just like the Hilltop did, just as the kingdom did. These people found their way by themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that the saviors after Negan have to do that for themselves.
They do. They're so used to being governed by him and that one way of life, and now they need their time to like figure out who they are post Negan.
Yes.
Yeah. Carol's my God.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I love Carol. And always my favorite, my number one. Because she just does what has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a heart and she does it appropriately.
Yes.
She was so right. And I totally agree with her just being done with them.
Yeah.
Cinema.
Honestly, the whole time I was watching this scene, the only thing that I could think, I couldn't even really think about what they were saying because I was just looking at the two of them acting with one another.
Yeah, yes. Right.
And honestly, it was so like, I'm like, wait, you're tearing up at a moment you shouldn't be tearing up. It was like, it was so clear that this was their last scene that they're filming together, or at least just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could think about. And yes,
there's a lot of moments like that tonight.
Oh, I know. And I totally agree with everything that y'all are saying. Carol is 100% right. They need to figure it out. Because obviously it's not going well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see it gets even worse.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand why Rick is upset and he wants them, you know, that's one of the whole points of why they've done all of this stuff. But, you know, things don't always go perfect to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't expect everyone to just kind of make a martyr of themselves and stay there when it's just not happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things not going to plan, Rick thinks that Daryl and Maggie are behind him 100%, and that is not the case
in this episode.
I feel like I would have been like, do I trust Daryl right now? Like,
because, I mean, he's been pretty vocal about
it. Right.
I would have taken the horse. I knew he wasn't going that way. I just knew it.
Oh, I mean, I did not expect the fight to ensue and them ending up in a ditch. Did not expect that to happen.
Yeah, I did not expect that one.
But I'm glad it did because there are a lot of skeletons that just came out of this closet. There was a lot of confrontation. I was living for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me.
Right.
But I mean, it comes down to Daryl disagreeing with the fact that Rick made this decision on his own and didn't consider anybody else's feelings or opinions. And I normally don't side with Daryl, but in this case, I obviously do because he's right.
Yeah.
He is.
I mean, I pretty much always side with Daryl, but just Daryl's because I love him, he's my OG for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm so happy that they had this moment, though, because that's why I was saying I was pretty much on Rick's side as far as the Negan thing goes until tonight. And I'm like, who's the only person that could change my mind? Daryl.
Yep.
But what he finally said it in the way that they've needed to say it this whole time in order to make those people who were kind of wavering probably fall more to the other side.
Yes.
Like, you're not the only one who can choose this. You know, he killed her whole family. You know, he didn't say that exactly, but we all know what he said.
Yeah.
And I think it also made Rick kind of, he seemed like he maybe changed it a little bit. Whenever Daryl says the thing about, I understand you're doing this for Carl, but this is just not the right thing.
You gotta let him go.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it kind of resonated with him a little bit.
It did.
Yeah. I think, I mean, Daryl, time and time again, every time he has something to say, like, it needs to be heard.
Yeah.
And so I love that scene when they were trapped down there. I was like, okay, you know, we're about to have a raw scene. Things are about to come out. He had so many great moments in there. And I loved when he said, keeping him, keeping him alive gives him hope.
Yeah.
And that's what we were touched on previous mm-hmm. episodes. Yeah, I would have, you know, just killed Negan from the start. Yeah. You know, yeah. out of view of people or, you yeah. know, whatever. Took a vote, but, like, it just needed to be done. And I agreed 100% with Daryl. And it should have been done before, because now there are a lot more lives that are going to be lost because
agreed.
Of it.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it makes sense what Rick says when he says, if I would have killed him, then it just makes him a martyr. And then it just makes them fight harder for them. I get that. Like, that makes sense.
Right.
Sure. But
yeah.
at this point, it's clear that it was the wrong decision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You,
know you
have to pick the lesser of two evils. And in yeah. that case, we've seen where it's led to, and people are still not happy. So you right. have to make...
And there would have definitely been less people that would
yes.
have believed that.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. that route. So, yeah, definitely was totally wrong mistake with Rick. And then we did see a little more compassion, a little more, like, self-realization, the fact when Daryl told him off. So I love yeah. that he had that moment to himself as well.
When he says the part about, like, what about us?
Right,
like,
exactly.
you don't trust
I love that
us.
Part, yeah.
yes.
'Cause that's also what made me think. Like, yeah. you know, you do... I get the point of, you know, wanting to save him initially, but you also have to be like, look what he did to your people. Yeah. Like, what do your people want?
Right.
Not what do these other people want? And you're uniting groups, whatever. But that's what ultimately got me, because it's like,
it's
oh,
true.
Right.
Yeah.
When you're leading, you listen to the people
everybody.
You lead.
Yeah. Yes. like, the moment when Daryl says, I'd die for you, I would have died for Carl.
Oh,
I lost it.
I
was like,
that's,
oh, come
yes.
on.
yeah,
come
you would have. Yeah.
it's just like the entire scene
Such
between
a Daryl
them two. Just like April said with Carol and Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was probably their last scene together.
I just got chills.
Oh, yeah. Especially at the end, once they got out of the pit and he was like, be safe or be careful. Yeah. Brother, take my hand, brother.
Yeah. Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was waiting for this for a while because of course, we know they're not going to end Rick and Daryl on a bad note, and they've been on a bad note for
not.
A while. So I was waiting for this, and I knew it was going to come, and they did it, you know, it did
It was
justice.
Very Daryl and Rick-esque, too.
Yeah.
Like,
it
you
was.
Know, it wasn't like hug it out. They
it
were fighting their lives out of a pit.
Full
of, yeah.
I did love seeing them on the Daryl's motorcycle together, though.
As just riding
yes.
off into
You see, like, the jokes in real life of where, like, Rick's or Andrew Lincoln in this
yeah.
thing.
Right.
Is,
like, they do it, like,
his arms around him. It's the funniest
on
thing.
Yeah,
I like
stuff,
being
yeah.
able to see that.
They love each other. They're brothers.
They
but
really
obviously,
do.
The moment doesn't last very long because
no.
now, because of the gunshots that happen with Carol and Jed,
yeah.
Now Rick and Daryl have to kind of head off these herds before they make it to camp.
Yeah.
And that's when Rick gets on a horse.
A white horse.
A white horse.
Of course a white horse.
Which Crystal...
Like, Easter eggs from the first season,
yeah,
right.
which
exactly.
people are talking about
the
in the chat,
season,
too.
Yeah.
We saw him in the same predicament.
Yeah.
yeah.
And Glenn saved him earlier. So it's not even homage to just him on the white horse from the first episode
right.
of
yeah.
The Walking Dead. It's also kind of an homage to Glenn. Because
yes.
Glenn saved him from that
And they talked
situation.
About that in the pit. He
yeah.
was like, do you remember when Glenn... None of us would be here without Glenn.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's, you know?
It's
true.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that they're wrapping up Rick's character
right.
as he is leaving
is
very nice.
Yeah.
As of right now, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
But Rick is thrown from the horse, and we see these herds going toward him. How is he going to get out of this?
Well, and that even that he's impaled by
a metal
pipe.
Yeah.
He's impaled by the rod iron.
I don't know what they're called.
The rod iron out of the stone.
Yeah.
Either way, it was not cool.
No.
Very different than
also,
when,
what did you think
Glenn...
a horse was going to do, riding it into a giant? I'd freak out, too. They can't even stand mice. Like,
well,
I don't... Yeah. You know? Like, what are they going to do with...
Yeah,
they don't like anything like that.
300 walkers, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, leave.
He's
yeah.
getting out.
I don't know, but my nerves are shot, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Is this how he dies?
Crazy.
Is this how
there's
they're going to
no
write him
way.
Off?
No,
like,
there's no way.
Nope.
I would be... It would totally ruin it.
No.
It would ruin it for me as a fan. I think it would ruin it for a lot of people.
I think they want
yeah.
us to think this is how
this
he
is
goes
be,
out.
Yeah.
yeah.
This is just the way they're swinging us.
And
yeah.
then, like, maybe
yeah.
he gets rescued by Daryl
or
someone.
Or Maggie.
Or maybe.
We saw Maggie
yeah.
back earlier.
And then he dies, like, a little bit later some other way. And you're
yeah.
like, really?
real quick, I think it's symbolic and relevant to what you're talking about. Chaos 1312 or 1321-2 in the chat says, isn't death supposed to be on a pale white horse?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's
very ominous.
Somebody
yeah.
reads their Bible. Thank you, Chaos. Thank you,
yeah.
Anthony,
yes.
our wonderful engineer, for keeping us on point with
yes.
our
yes.
Yeah. apocalypse. Yes.
That's a really good observation
it is
as
an
well.
Apocalypse.
It is an apocalypse. That's a really
yeah.
great observation. Thank you, Chaos. That pretty much wraps up our conversation on the episode. Yeah. I want to get into one of our segments, our favorite kill segment, which is one of our favorites. I know that there wasn't that many kills. There it is. I know that there weren't that many kills in this episode, but do you guys have favorite?
Yeah, I absolutely loved Michonne getting her little exercise in. And
yeah,
going
morning
on a little
routine.
Killing spree.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
That was my favorite.
Mine was definitely, of course, just her slicing and dicing with her sword. Just, I didn't like the bat moment because it seems to upset her.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
But I liked when she, because it's like she picks it up and she's like, I'm me again. I think is why they're showing us that, because they're like, oh, she is. Remember this character that she used to be. Not that she's not that anymore, but you know they're trying to make us happy.
Yeah,
happy as we can be with Rick going away. So I liked when she was, you know, cutting stuff up.
Yeah, I liked that, and I also liked the pit where you know he had to. Yeah. Daryl stuck down there and he's stabbing him while they're like flying down the hole and Rick shimmying up, and it's just like quite the predicament, but they both got out unscathed.
I think that's my favorite kill is also the pit with Daryl, because who else is going to stab walkers and then pile them up and then you can climb out of this pit. I mean it's brilliant. Let's get into some predictions, guys. We love predictions.
We got a couple in the chat too that we can go over. So some people I'll wait for this. Predictions. So someone said that they think either the helicopter is going to see Rick.
Ooh, that's good.
And then maybe that's how it's brought back in. What else did we have?
Who said that?
Now I got it because you guys are just going so fast here. so maybe the group homely. People think Daryl and Carol are going to lead the show. People also think Michonne, Angelique Wilkin said Michonne is going to be torn and is going to go into Morgan mode if...
If
Rick dies, which I wonder. She's got Judith and stuff now to think about, so hopefully that helps.
Hopefully
she
will be level-headed.
That's a good prediction.
Yeah, we'll see.
Any from you guys?
Oh, gosh.
Denny usually is on point with his predictions.
I know.
We're going to see. Rick definitely gets out. I was thinking maybe Anne would see him.
That would redeem Anne for me.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, maybe she has a little redemption.
Because she's kind of on her way out. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, her character can, you know,
or
draw
Gabriel.
Some favor.
Father Gabe can't see nothing.
He can't,
you're right. But that would be totally
blind.
Him.
He can't see
to
anything.
Be like, what is that?
Yeah. Walks right into a herd.
I think Gabe's going to return, though.
Oh, for sure.
Of course.
And then I believe Maggie's going to get to the prison and be confronted with Michonne.
Oh, yeah. What do we think's going to happen
gonna
with?
Like, you know, they're going to
like one of them.
Yeah.
And then potentially Negan's going to be out.
Oh. I mean, Negan has a potential head injury after...
after he was slammed
his head. Definitely.
Yeah, he's just crazy now. He's... Like, if you can do that, you can do anything.
Yeah.
So he's just a
pretty
monster
bad.
Right now.
I definitely don't think that Rick is just going to die there and be eaten by walkers, because that would be the absolute worst way for him to go.
Right.
And I don't think they're going to do that to him on the show.
Yeah.
Because literally, if you can imagine the... very worst way to kill someone is to
be
eaten by walkers.
Right.
I can imagine that he's sitting there and, like, maybe the horse ends up getting eaten because he's passed out now, even though he did just scream bloody murder. But I think someone, I just don't know who is going to save him. If it was Daryl, that would be amazing. But Daryl seems to be on a mission already. And I definitely think that Negan is going to be out of the prison in some way
very soon.
And I don't think he's going to be killed by Maggie.
No.
Not yet, anyway. And I will say, full disclosure, I don't know how Rick dies in the comic books, or if, I mean, I guess the comic books obviously eventually end, so everybody dies sometimes. But I don't think it's by a pole.
Okay.
Well, it might be by a pole, but it's not by a walker while he's
impaled
on
a pole. Like, ASAP. So
sure.
I think,
Well, they said in episode 6, they said 6 episodes for his character.
Yes.
So we'll
might
see.
Get flashbacks. We don't know, but I think they'll take him off the pole first, and then something will happen. Right. Yeah, maybe like from
out.
A wound or,
maybe.
But you can't just leave him there to die on that pole.
Bleed
yeah.
Later.
I agree. Like something. I know, I was thinking maybe Daryl comes back, but then I'm like, I felt like they had their goodbye. So I like the Anne thing or something.
He and Maggie have not had their goodbye.
Well,
that
I was saying,
that's necessary.
True. I think Maggie's going to actually rescue him. And based on the conversation that him and Daryl had with, you know, what everything that Daryl said to him in the pit, I think that him and Maggie will have a heart to heart.
And we know she's close at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
She's on horseback somewhere.
Yeah.
In the forest. Yeah, those are our predictions, somewhere. You guys. Let us know in the comments. Let us know your predictions in the comments. Halloween is in 2 days. Like Danny said, Rick Angelican only has 2 more episodes left. So we are going on this emotional journey with you guys. We're going to close it out. So where can they find you all?
Hey, guys. I'm your host, Krista Flengy. And you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
And I'm April Wissenhant. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
And you two didn't catch the red memo. You can find me. It's okay. You can find me everywhere at I am Danny Royce.
I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. Like I said, we've got 2 episodes left for the character of Angela Lincoln.
One episode left.
One.
And it is Halloween in 2 days, you guys. So have a safe Halloween. We will see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.